Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program, a program to help businesses and workers make it through the slow times. Learn more at sharedwork.mo.gov.
Missouri is joining the challenge with 20 other states of the EPA's carbon emission regulations, known as the Clean Power Plan. David Clint, vice president of the Association of Missouri Electric Cooperatives, says he's optimistic that the courts will side with Missouri and the other states involved in the lawsuit.
There's some pretty good appearance here that the states know what they're doing. They know that the EPA has overreached on a lot of these and are reaching into Missouri from the fact of some of the sovereign things that Missouri can do, and now EPA is trying to overrule those things.
Attorney General Chris Koster criticized the EPA's compliance schedule and said it would hurt Missouri's competitive advantage in electric rates. Koster said complying with EPA's deadlines would cost the state more than $6 billion. A three-judge federal appeals court panel has blocked implementation nationally of EPA's Clean Water Rule. EPA says the rule would protect streams and wetlands that affect water quality, but farm groups say it gives the agency overreaching authority over nearly any body of water, including farm ponds and ditches. A federal court had already blocked implementation in Missouri and 12 other states. Thieves are stealing Social Security numbers from Medicare cards to commit fraud and identity theft. Senator McCaskill says the cards should not be issued with Social Security numbers on them.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services continues to place Social Security numbers on more than 50 million Medicare cards currently in use.
Earlier this year, Congress passed legislation to require the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to remove Social Security numbers from Medicare cards by 2019. A man was found dead in the back seat of a car during a traffic stop Thursday night in St. Louis County. Police believe a robbery and struggle that occurred inside the vehicle led to the shooting. Police have suspects in custody. The Missouri Department of Transportation says a bridge over the Mississippi River is in desperate need of repair. The Champ Clark Bridge at Louisiana is in need of 1,500 rivets on its underside and will be closed during the day from October 19th through the 22nd and from October 26th through the 29th. The Missouri Department of Conservation and World Bird Sanctuary have released a rare bird into the wild in northwestern Missouri. The department released the juvenile sandhill crane into the Squaw Creek National Wildlife Refuge. The bird was hatched and reared at the World Bird Sanctuary near St. Louis. Biologists hope the bird will join other sandhill cranes that frequent the refuge. This is news on Missouri Net.